This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them, brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. It is mighty dry in west central Kansas.
For sure, 2 years of a pretty extreme drought.
That's district conservationist Greg Henderson with the Natural Resources Conservation Service at Kinsley, Kansas.
And some people would probably say 3 or 4.
Today's episode is about fragile rangeland, drought, improved grazing practices, how the NRCS is helping ranchers improve those grazing practices in the face of drought, all the while improving habitat for the lesser prairie chicken. Tom Turner is a land manager and sportsman at St. John, Kansas. He manages land south of the Arkansas River near Kinsley. This land, Tom says, is very tender land.
It has to be managed. It's less forgiving than some other grasslands.
It's called sandhills for a good reason, and conservationist Greg Henderson echoes that.
Well, it's in extremely sandy soils, about as sandy as we have in the county. It's pretty fragile land. Kind of the northern end of a large area of grassland. Should have pretty good acreage as far as prairie chickens.
This part of Kansas, along with corners of Colorado, Oklahoma, Texas, and New Mexico, are home to the lesser prairie chicken, which hasn't done so well since mid-20th century when so much rangeland was broken out for crops. The NRCS has responded with a program called the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative, a program involving technical assistance on grazing management and cost-share money for projects to improve grassland and allow rotational grazing. Oregon State University's Christian Hagen is science advisor for the Prairie Chicken Initiative. He's studying whether the birds' populations are increasing from improved livestock grazing practices on rangeland that cattle share with the chicken.
Because where the lesser prairie chicken lives is very dry, highly erodible, a lot of folks are just not interested in turning dirt there again. That's one of the reasons that we've had this win-win with the Prairie Chicken Initiative.
Hagen says those landowners never want to plow that land again.
But they want some sort of income. So if we can roll it into some sort of a reasonable prescribed grazing program that's geared towards maintaining or creating good habitat for chickens, it's really been a great situation for us.
Land manager Tom Turner enrolled land he manages in the Prairie Chicken Initiative.
We're talking about 1,800 acres on the one that I manage, but also was able to work with the neighbors.
The neighbors are Glenn Mull and his daughter Amy.
They enrolled additional 1,200 acres right next to it, and we are operating together 3,000-acre block with the same objectives, utilizing the same program. That way we've got more cells and more control with the cattle.
More cells, more grazing paddocks as a part of a rotational grazing system, NRCS cost share money helped provide water and fencing.
And enabled us to do some things that we couldn't have done without the fence there. And then we did develop additional water sites. Water helps distribute the grazing in a pasture, and we've added additional water sites, which has been very beneficial.
Perhaps most amazingly, Turner says in spite of drought and even being very conservative with grazing, he actually increased the stocking rate.
We had taken care of the grass. It's in good health. We've actually been understocking even what was recommended by NRCS, but we have increased our stocking rate through the last couple of years, even through some very tough times.
Learn more about the NRCS Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative and listen to archived episodes on the website playacountry.org. You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures.